Welcome to You Gotta Laugh, an improv podcast.
Where only 10% of this entire conversation is based in reality.
I'm your host, Alicia Carrick.
And I'm also your host, Emily Milling.
Emily Milling, tell me about your day. What were the highs?
Oh my God, the highs? The highs were finishing a hell of a lot of client work and getting to record this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, same here. Work day over. Now this, and we are happy again. And
happy again. Yeah, I got a whole bunch of little mini cactuses, cacti.
Okay.
They're very cute, but they came in some packaging that required me to very delicately not get covered in thorns. So I'm still like a little. They're a little standoffish at me. Mm. Like they're looking at me in a row on my dining room table because. Like, you know, in Toronto, our apartments are tiny. So on my dining room table, which is also in my office, there's like a little row of these angry little looking cacti just kind of glaring at me. And I'm not entirely sure what to do with them. And they're all quite bunty. They're just little bunty guys.
How many you got?
Six.
Six. Minimum, you need like about four per room to equal like, you know, a moment. Yes. You know what I mean? Because they're small. And so you have to bunch it up to have a moment.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. You got any interesting plants in your life?
Interesting plants? I actually have three right here. And I talk to them daily and they get enough sun. That's about that. So who's our guest today?
Today we have Emily Meadows, who is, somebody's calling me. Fuck.
Surprise, it's me.
Today we have Emily Meadows. We met Emily in our conservatory class at Second City. She is a superhuman talent of amazingness. We have the same name. We have the same last initial. We are both blonde, except that she's naturally blonde and I'm not. And we have an unspoken but very, very outwardly spoken rivalry because of our names.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Emily Meadows, welcome.
Welcome to your rivalry show.
This is going to be the official showdown, you know?
Official showdown. I'm pretty sure we were trying to have like some sort of a musical showdown at some point before our classes stopped.
Mm-hmm.
It was a dream of ours and it didn't quite come to fruition yet.
I look forward to the day where it does come to fruition, though. Yes. It's going to happen.
Our musical showdown.
It could happen tonight. Who knows? So you are joining us out of the Peg, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
If you can't tell, this is a wall, but it's in Winnipeg.
Winnipeg wall. How's it been?
It's been all right. I left my place in Toronto in mid-March, just before everything exploded and like hit the fan thinking because because our con classes were like canceled for the term and I was in a musical theater show that traveled to elementary schools and we were because of the teacher strike our schedule was canceled for a number of weeks, so I thought, you know what, I'll go home for a couple weeks and just visit my family and yada yada yada. So I only packed for visiting for a couple of weeks.
Oh, no.
And I've been here since March 16th.
Wow. Getting laundered, eh?
Yeah. And like, luckily, like my parents still live in the home that I grew up in. So I've got like my childhood bedroom and some clothes, but yeah, just like a couple of those summer essentials that I really miss.
Oh,
yeah. Like your favorite pair of shorts or.
Exactly. And my Birks. Yeah.
Yeah. Dang. Oh, yeah. Some freaking sandals.
Yeah. Oh, that was a hard pill to swallow.
For you? Like, is there anywhere you want us to break in? Maybe do a quick scoop?
You know what? Once fall hits, I might take you up on that offer.
I would love to pack a bag and send it to you. That would be a lovely day out. Yeah. And I can go and like make an episode out of it.
Exactly. Yes. Adventure episode of You Gotta Laugh.
We're on location at Emily Meadows's home.
We did not tell her roommates we were coming. What their reaction is.
We're in the bathroom right now. Acoustics are great. And now
shampoo smells in her cupboard. Oh, yeah. Wait, what's this in the medicine cupboard? It's full of giant tarantulas. Ew.
Why on earth would you explain here? Why do you have a jar of tarantulas in your bathroom?
It's usually to ward off intruders. And, like, I mean, you guys are there on a mission for me, and I meant to tell you, I haven't been there in so long. I forgot they were there. Surprised they're still alive, honestly.
They're, you know, it looks like, okay, I don't want to upset you, Emily, but it looks like one of them has been slowly dismembering and eating all of the other ones over a period of time in order to survive. And like, look, that's nothing that any pet owner wants to hear, but I think you have a serious tarantula problem in that they are just consuming themselves. Mm-hmm. They're cannibalizing themselves. What is your response as a pet owner
for these poor creatures? Yeah, that's unfortunate, but I can't say I'm surprised. You know, I'm pretty sure spiders isn't like when like the female spider mates with the male, then she eats him. Is that spiders or is that someone else?
Total domination. Yes.
Okay.
Is that someone else? No, that's just me.
Is that just me?
me as well.
Yeah, the acoustics in the bathroom are lovely, and it's an excellent space for tarantula mating.
I can't wait to explore it in person when you need fall clothing.
Thank you so much.
I'll send it via Purolator via my work.
Okay, good. Good. Thank you. Yeah.
It'll go to the Purolator at Sergeant Road.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. I can't pay to pick up, like, or I can't pay that kind of postage.
No.
Gosh. Yeah, my little company is going to do it. So we have some rapid fire questions for you. This is how we start. Pew, pew, pew. And they're going to be as fast or slow, however we want to do it, really.
All right.
But it's rapid fire, but it's fast or slow. You know what? This is our podcast. We do whatever the fuck we want to do. Okay?
Yeah.
Alicia, so you said my full name just now. Are you really upset with me? Did I do something wrong?
Just said your name and then just let it hang in the sky.
Because I feel like I'm being punished.
No, not at all. I'd love you. Punish our guests with some fun questions.
Okay, great. Okay. Do you have any nicknames?
Yes. Meadows.
Do you have a favorite comfort food?
Chocolate.
Do you have a specific bug memory? It cannot be about tarantulas.
No. Yeah.
I remember, okay, one time in French class, there was a wasp at the window, and I find wasps are kind of like neutralized when they're flying at a window, so they're easier to kill. So me being the hero for my class, I got up with a book, smacked it really hard, and then it just sort of like, it didn't smush everywhere, it like crumpled up, and I'm like, yes, it's dead. But then when I jumped off the counter, I like hit my leg really hard. I don't remember any blood, there was just a giant bruise there. But those are the kind of battle wounds you endure, you know, when you're
what grade were you in
your class? Grade 8.
Grade 8. Ooh, that
yeah. Triumphant. Madame Rasco's French classroom.
Tough exoskeletons, huh?
Speaking of exoskeletons, what's your favorite ocean creature?
Ooh. I'm going to go with jellyfish.
Why?
So cool looking, you know, like they're just like... that's
it's a great the exact
sound a jellyfish makes. Yeah.
If you like never that. Can you do that sound again? That's disgusting. That's disgusting, and I wish I had not asked for that. Do you do impressions of anything other than jellyfish?
Sometimes I like to pretend I'm Julie Andrews.
Ooh.
She speaks so nicely. Oh. Like the time when she stepped on the 20th Century Box studio lot. And started the first day of rehearsal for The Sound of Music.
Wow. Wow. it's like,
oh, thanks.
Here.
That was through, like, closed my eyes for a quick second there and was like,
oh man,
it is her.
Oh, you're too kind.
I really needed her in not The Sound of Music, but The Princess Diaries with Anne.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh. Yeah.
That deserves a rewatch, you know? That's
one and two.
Two, huh? Michael Moss, the guy from the band Rooney. Remember all that?
Was that yes. Oh my gosh. But Chris Pine is in Princess Diaries too.
Oh my God.
And right. Wonderful addition to the franchise. Is it a franchise? It's There's only franchise. Two movies, but.
Chris Pine, though. Totally. What is your theme song? And it can be one that you make up right now. Or if you have a jam that you're like,
song. Ooh.
When you wake up in the morning.
It just plays in your head. As soon as you wake up, over and over, it plays.
Eyes open, sound on.
Meadows
looks to the world.
Oh, gosh.
And she's like, I'm in my childhood room.
Here's I'll tell you, every time I think about you, Emily, I think about when the Sharks and the Jets have their showdown. So, like, if that helps at all.
Just keep it cool, boy.
Gotta rock it in my pocket. Stay cool, boy.
That's some of the original Jerome Robbins choreography. So.
Whoa. Some of it, even. What a treat.
that's a great toe-tapping tune. Sometimes I'll just... There's in the musical, The Little Mermaid, like the Broadway production of it, there's a song where she goes, there's so much light here. So if I'm ever like in a big room where there's light, I'll sing that sometimes out loud, sometimes in my head.
Yeah. I get that. It's like the, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Are you feeling lonely these days? Yeah. Do you want to talk to people but hate talking on the phone? Come to Toys R Us to buy your new best friend, Ouija Board. This Halloween season, you can talk to whoever you want, as long as they're dead, for $49.99. No roaming fees.
Buying a Ouija board saved my life. I used to play video games all day and all night, but now I just talk to the dead. It's fantastic.
I've been hanging out with my dead cat. She likes to tell me to stop drinking cola. Classic pickles. She always loved hitting my cans off the counter.
I've had a wonderful experience with my Ouija board. There's now a demon who lives in my home, and they find joy in doing the dishes. And by doing the dishes, I mean slamming them onto my tile floors. It keeps me on my toes and keeps me feeling young and terrified.
Stop by your local Toys R Us today and get your Ouija board. Ouija boards come in the colors of black, white, pink, and hell orange only.
Uh-oh.
What? Uh-oh, what's that?
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a scene.
What?
I did not see that coming.
Hi.
Neither did we.
I'm in the market for a unicorn. Can anybody help me?
Yes, I'm so sorry. I've just been churning this butter here for the last 12 hours, and my hands are so tired and painful that I can't hear anyone because my senses are only going into my poor swollen hands. Yes, you're a unicorn. Let me get my father. Father.
Yes. What is it, my child?
Father, we're looking for, there's a guest here to purchase a unicorn.
A guest? Oh, so good to see you. Welcome. This is the unicorn store. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm looking for a new mode of transportation from here to Zespa.
Of course, of course.
Zespa. You know, they recently found Zespa off... near Pluto, and I'm looking for a unicorn to get me there, preferably a spotted unicorn.
Oh, of course.
Oh, Father, did you hear this audacious request?
I certainly heard that, and I am excited to say that while we cannot meet your demands, we have some exciting models that we'd love to show you.
It cannot meet my demands, but I traveled by duck all the way here.
Father, show her the new model that is just our old chicken.
Oh, of course, of course. Yes. This way, miss, if you will.
Here, I'll put a horn on it. Shh, don't tell her.
Oh, okay. I like this.
Yes.
Corporate intrigue. Okay. miss, if I could have your attention over here. Now, this is a very special breed of unicorn. You'll notice it won't make the classic unicorn sound. It makes I can't put my finger on it, but something magical about its sound. Oh, listen to it sing.
Bopping. I don't mind it, but these little white feathers have no spot.
Oh, and that's
this horn. I like this horn, but I'm not sure if my seat will kill it or make it fly faster.
I see. That is a common question we have among our customers.
Let me demonstrate for you how you can just sit so delicately and effortlessly on this unicorn. Right, I'm just lowering my bottom onto the unicorn. I am just lowering my haunches down and just delicately touching the feathers, just delicately, and there I'm down. I'm on it, and it. Oh
my!
You squashed it flat,
unicorn. Please don't.
That was our last egg-bearing chicken. Oh God, what have I done?
No more omelets for you, my child.
If you don't have an unicorn for me, I can get to Zestra by going to another unicorn place.
No. We have a unicorn for you, Father. We really need the money. We're really, really going to lose out on a lot because I just killed that chicken. Oh, what are we going to do? We need to find another solution.
I just realized this means no eggs Benedict in the morning. Oh, my gosh. All right, ma'am, if you'll just follow me this way. You'll see we have an exciting new line of unicorns all the way from Romania.
Oh, these are the kind I've heard all about. You put them in water and they expand in your sink.
Yes, exactly. And though they look quite small, they do quite pack. They pack quite the punch.
Wow, so, Mattel has come a long way.
Yes. Unicorn technology is something that we pride ourselves here in the unicorn horn, your corn.
Unicorn horn, the horn. Yes.
Our corner of paradise.
Well, this little unicorn looks quite promising. I have a bathtub. Will it get to the size I desire?
Oh, no, you'll need much bigger than a bathtub. Probably, I'd say, an Olympic-sized swimming pool, wouldn't you say, my daughter?
Oh, yes, absolutely. An Olympic-sized swimming pool, no less, no more. Because if you have any more, then you're going to have a unicorn that will literally take over the entire planet Earth. And that is something that we just cannot be liable for. So you'll have to sign a waiver and a liability agreement stating that you will not submerge the unicorn in anything larger than an Olympic-sized pool.
I will not. I just got a quite large inheritance. I can buy an Olympic-sized pool. I can buy anything I want. And I will have the biggest unicorn, and I will get it to Zestra, and I will take over the world.
Sorry.
Miss, your hands are absolutely dreadful. You're bleeding, and I'm taking this!
She's stolen the unicorn.
And she's flown off to Zestra without even a wave goodbye.
And she didn't sign the waiver.
Don't forget to sign the waiver.
Great.
Cool. We did it. We did one. I didn't even know that was supposed to be a scene. I thought you were going to set that up.
I know. Exactly.
Hey, parents and caregivers, it's your little baby Blue here, and I want to tell you that I love cigarettes. I'm just a little wee baby, but I love smoking my baby I love smoking my baby smoking my baby blues. And if I don't get them, I'm gonna be cranky baby. Yeah! Little baby blues sink. Little baby blue cigarettes. Buy them at your local convenience store. Make your little baby happy.
Okay, adjectives. So I'm going to give an emotion and you guys maybe start a little scene and I'll jump in. Maybe not. Whatever. We'll see what happens. Okay. And okay. Your adjective is magical.
My dear, where do you think this baby came from?
Well, if I had to say, probably from that giving tree over there. You know, the one that's always giving birth?
You mean the magical giving tree?
Well, yes, I mean, this has been a thing in our little village for centuries. The magical giving tree gives birth to babies, and then people like yourself, my dear love, lovey love of mine, Samantha, you pick it up and you get a little crazy and you rear it as your own.
So you're saying the giving tree chose me?
Yes.
To raise this child as our own?
Yes. Correct.
Oh, it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I think it might be saying something to me. Can babies talk this early?
Well, from this specific tree, yes, they can.
Of course they can. I can hear every damn word you're saying. Oh, my God. You guys never shut up.
Oh, my goodness. Who taught this salty language to our baby?
Uncle Dylan. He also told me that I need to start smoking, so if you could pass me those cigarunios, I'd appreciate that.
Sure. Of course, son. Here you go.
What? Your brother Dylan was a bad influence on you. You're not letting him be a bad influence on our child.
Well, you know how I can't stand up to Dylan? This is just a whole, my childhood all over again.
Dylan told me all about it, Daddy-O. You guys have some beef over video games? Lame.
Yes, in our ancient magical village, we play a lot of video games, and I just could never quite beat him at Uniracers.
Uniracers, he told me you sucked. Anyway, Mom, you got any food around here? Like, I've been alive for, like, I don't know, two minutes now, and I'm not even fed. Wah!
Of course. What kind of food? Can you chew yet? What can I get you?
Still on soil, Mom. Still on soil. Until my teeth come in.
Soil? Like, as in we must make soil for you to eat?
Yeah, aren't you my parent? I don't know. Are you new?
Said I've already had my bowel movement for today, but I suppose I could try again.
Yeah, make another lot, Dad.
All right, dear, we want to make sure our child is fed so you can grow big and strong.
Yes, I still feel that it's counterintuitive that we feed our young poop because the nutrients are effectively gone by that point. But sure. Well,
you know what?
God, you guys don't get me.
I'm so sorry, my sweet. We're going to get you something to eat. Okay. The thing is, when rabbits poop, a lot of the nutrients aren't absorbed the first time, so they eat their own poop. Why don't we just feed little one? Oh, we haven't even picked a name yet. We'll feed little one the rabbit poo, and then we'll think of a name.
Name me! Please name me!
Wait a minute. If we don't name this small child, perhaps then we will not have to rear it. And then we could be free to never, ever think about having children ever again, because that was actually never in my plans.
My goodness. Oh, I remember you telling me that. And that was one of those things I was like, oh, I'll probably change his mind. But let's leave that for later. But after holding him for like 2 minutes, I'm already like, I wanted to do my own thing today. I had a plan and everything. And I was just like, ooh.
Hello, still here. A baby.
Let him hear us.
How do you make it stop making noise?
I don't think you can. I don't think you can, and I think it just lasts until we die. Dear, I think perhaps what we should do is just maybe scuttle back over to the magical giving tree and see if we can give it back.
Excellent. And you know what? We'll call up Dylan. I know he doesn't like hearing from us, but we'll just tell him, we'll be like, oh, Dylan, there's something for you at the giving tree. Oh, you'll love it. Bring a car seat. And then he'll be trapped with the baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Give him a taste of his own medicine. Yeah. You got something. I think this is a really, really good plan. Okay. I'll take the arms and you take the legs and we'll just swing it right over. Are you ready to do this?
Whoa. Why are you guys touching me? All of a sudden you guys care, like you want to be my friend.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I didn't even think. You need to take the cigarette out. He could choke.
Oh, come on. I care about this.
Given me that I can even remotely say has come from a place of love.
Look, yeah, let him have the cigarette and it'll distract him.
But what if he chokes on it?
Help me.
It appears we are too late to deal with that situation.
I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh. God damn it.
You know what? I think we should use another cigarette and try to like fish it out.
Okay. We can do that. Here's a cigarette.
I'll light it. I got two now. Look at me. Yeah.
Whoa, you guys are swinging me. Whoa, where am I going?
Oh, thank God. Over the river and back into the loving arms of the magical giving tree. Oh.
I feel so relieved.
I really do, too. That was a big, big, scary life moment for me, and I am not prepared to have children. I might sound like I'm 1,000 years old, but really, I'm like 24, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like at first I'm holding him and it's like, oh, baby, so cute. But it's kind of like, you know, when you like see something that someone has, like a boat, and you're like, oh, that's a great boat that you have. But like all the upkeep and the marina fees and stuff. And you're just like, I'm just going to appreciate your boat from afar, you know?
And maybe we can visit on the weekend and you can just have it back after that. And, you know, we don't have to really worry too much. Yeah, you know, you're right.
My Saturdays are my Saturdays. And I kind of like.
You're right. You got to do your crosswords and your Sudokus and your yoga.
Farmer's market.
Yes. Yeah.
Enough.
Wait, what? What's happening? Yes. Hello.
Hey, it's me, Dylan.
Oh, God, it's Dylan. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, Sam, you gotta get him out of here.
You guys were going to the giving tree and picking up your kid. I saw it on Foshbook.
Oh, I forgot to take the post down. I was just like, oh, baby selfie.
You had enough time to put a post up on Foshbook? What?
Yeah, Steve, your wife, she actually gives a shit. Come on, where's the kid?
Oh, you know what? That was actually our neighbor's kid. But we did get to stop by the giving tree earlier today. And if you just look, oh my God, the giving tree is reaching out. It's got, what is it holding in its branches? It's him. It's him. Don't let him see us.
You guys thought you'd get rid of me?
Oh, shit.
You're not wrong.
Oh, shit.
Uncle Dylan!
Yeah.
I'm the kid they tried to throw away in the river!
We were wrong, Dylan. It's your kid. Look, it's addressed to you.
It's addressed to you, Dylan.
I guess you'd be better parent anyways. Toad won't even give me my cigarettes.
Oh, son. I got a whole pack right here.
Bliss!
Smoke so weird.
Dylan, I don't want to tell you how to raise your kid, but like...
Oh, yeah.
Is
Then don't, Diane. I don't tell you how to raise your kid, but you didn't raise it. You gave him to me. So here we are. Who's giving who advice here? What?
You know what? That is a very valid point. Thank you for pointing that out to me. I wish more people were like you.
Well, if I had a nickel, you know, Diane? All right. Well, hate you both, but thanks for the kid.
Okay, great. Thanks. Goodbye.
Right.
Come on.
See you at Christmas in 2025.
Slam!
In 2025.
Because they're not an every year get together for Christmas for Christmas type of family, but
certainly not this family. God, that baby sucked.
That baby really did suck.
All right.
Do you want to just go into the long form stuff?
Yeah, let's just do it. Yeah, we'll just do some long form quick.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. When suddenly, the mesh.
It was a
grand. Holy shit, this party is dead. Why did you bring me here, Steph?
Seriously. Mark, is that you? Is that you're getting the Halloween candy ready?
Oh, you betcha. What's left of it anyway?
Don't even tell me you ate all my goddamn coffee crisps.
Don't worry, I left you the coffee crisps. Those are by far the worst chocolate bar anyway. Why would I? It doesn't matter.
Mark, it's not about you. It's about me and the chocolate and the crisp. Anyway, they're here. We're good. Where's Abigail? I put her in her costume. Where is she?
Abigail. Oh my gosh, I don't see Abigail. I just see this terrifying ghost.
Oh no, Mark, you were playing with the Ouija board again, weren't you? With you and your brothers. Classic
Halloween, you know.
I'm so sorry to interrupt while you're trying to figure out your ghost child situation. It's just, you know, Steph, I've been here for a little while and I really got to use the can, and you keep telling me that I cannot use the bathroom. Can I get in there now?
Yes, Dad. I don't know why you're always asking me if I can. You use the bathroom. Just go in and use it.
You keep telling me that I can't. Are you hiding something in there? Is there something I'm not supposed to know?
Well, if you're referring to the downstairs bathroom, then yes, there is. It's where I keep my secrets.
And it is off limits to guests. So exactly.
Only Mark has access.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Dad.
So there's been an upstairs bathroom this entire time, and you just keep telling me I can't use the downstairs bathroom. I have been bursting at the seams for an hour.
Dad.
Typical. I gotta go to the bathroom. Goodbye. I'll be right back.
Just don't go to the downstairs.
Thanks. Oh my God. My dad. You've got this creepy child that you've summoned into the home. Please explain.
Oh my goodness. I think it's the soul of one of those frogs I dissected in biology in grade 11.
Oh my God. The ones that you took home.
It's just they were so cute and slimy and...
Did you put them into the downstairs bathroom with my secrets?
There might be one in a box down there. But it's not slimy anymore. It's like all dried out.
But... Is this like it's a ghost, the ghost of it? Is it possessed by it? Or now we are
Steph,
stuck?
Honey, oh. Steph, sweetie oh. pie, where is your father? I need to give him his little pill.
Dad's in the upstairs bathroom just going to town because he finally discovered where the bathrooms are. And
there's an upstairs bathroom here?
Oh, no, I gave
You're
you the
kidding me.
When I emailed you about the invite, about the calendar invite for you to come over tonight on Halloween, okay?
Well, you know, I don't know how to get that onto my phone. So I came over to your address where I have been many times and yet you never tell me about this. Did you both know about this upstairs bathroom? I feel a little bit put out. I'm not going to lie. You know what? I'm just going to go speak to your father and get him his little blue pill, okay? Okay.
Mark, all right, Deborah, don't thank you for putting that image in our minds.
Thank you, Deb. Creepy little girl, or else I'm gonna lose my mind.
I know. Also, in my defense, I didn't know it was a female frog. Like, I thought, I think, okay, little frog. Little
creepy frog that we now have in our home because I'm like,
is this because of the name I gave you? What do you think?
Oh, what? Mark, what name did you get?
Okay, I'm willing to change Doodly McBroseph.
Yes.
To something more your liking.
Hyacinth would do.
Hyacinth.
Okay, Mark, I'm going to need you to take care of this right now because I got to go tend to my parents.
It's okay. A hyacinth.
You have a little one-on-one hyacinth, with your hyacinth, dead little hyacinth. Frog friend, Hyacinth. And we're going to have a nice Halloween night where we watch Final Destination naked. Stuff.
And then stuff. Halloween Town?
Nobody's going to be able to use your upstairs bathroom, Steph, for a while. Sorry about that, hon.
Look, you know, again, I got to tell you, you can't let your father use any of the bathrooms. Otherwise, you're just going to have to call a plumber the next day. Am I right?
Leave me alone, Deborah. Okay, whatever. Let's sit down and have a nice time.
Sweetie, this is why I don't like having your parents over, because every time we have to redecorate the bathroom. Dudley, I mean, McBroseph, no, Hyacinth. Are we sure we're set on Hyacinth?
What?
There's so many nicer flower names.
I have spent years trapped in that Ouija board thing that you move around on the letters, and I have been moving it to H, Y, A, I, C, I, N, T, H for years.
Oh my gosh, that was you?
Yes.
Oh my god, that makes so much more sense. Okay, I was so confused. I'm like, what?
Mark, are you bonding with it? I'm trying to get the Halloween ready so that the kids can come to the house. Are you bonding with your frog? Okay. Steph, I'm starting to wonder about you and that Mark.
Yeah, honey, Steph, you know, we didn't want to say anything, but now that he's kind of out of the room over there, like, he's got a weird thing. Sometimes we see him talking to himself.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's a bit of a dark side. It's a little thing. It's a little kink that we both have, and I don't mind it.
Honey, we're your parents. We don't need to hear about that, okay?
Okay, well, I just heard Dad blow ass through the door. So, Mom, let me just be open.
He's got bowel issues. Okay. All right.
Fully aware. That's why Mark is building him an outhouse. He's a good man.
Hyacinth, shh. You're going to scare the in-laws.
Don't you want me to do that? Isn't that why you summoned me?
I mean, like, they already don't like me, and I would like you to scare them away, but I'm worried it'll...
Oh, a deal's a deal. You summoned me, named me a terrible name, renamed me the name that I should have been the whole time, and now I'm here to do your bidding.
Also, is it really pronounced Hyacinth? I thought it was Hyacinth.
I'm going to need you to stop questioning my name now.
You always lingered on the A.
You know... We've been through nothing together so far, but I still feel like I can tell you this as a friend. You're being pretty mean about the fact that this is my name and you don't want to acknowledge it's a Hyacinth.
It's just, I've known you as Dudley McBroseph for so long. How am I supposed to wrap my head around this?
Accept it or I will not scare your in-laws.
Mark. Are we done? Are we ready for? I'm gonna be at the door first with the candy. Okay, we got some kids coming by, but hopefully that thing's out of our house.
Uh huh. Yep. Working on it.
Are we doing this or what?
Okay. If you want to be Hyacinth and want the world to know you as Hyacinth, I can deal with that.
Great. Okay. I'm going to get in position and I'm going to be in the downstairs bathroom toilet bowl waiting for your signal.
I thought your name was your unfinished business and now we finished it and then you get to...
I'm totally here to do you a solid by scaring your in-laws. That's why you summoned me. Remember that conversation we had?
Just running down to the bathroom real quick.
Mark, thank you for getting rid of that thing, okay? I just need a minute.
So yeah, it is gone. Business is finished.
Thank you for getting rid of the little demon thing that was running around here. I just need five, okay?
You know what? One of the things about just like being your lover, not only your lover, but your partner is complete honesty and making those kinds
Steph,
of sacrifices.
Steph, I'm coming down. I gotta use the shitter. I'm sorry. I can't help it, Steph. I'm ready. I gotta blow ass.
Dad, I was just about to go in there. So,
honey, please. You know your father has some serious bowel issues, and especially after his little blue pill, it just gives him the runs, okay? Just get out of his way.
Seriously, get out of my way, Steph. I gotta take a shit.
Yeah, let's let him in there first.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Right, first time you ever see something serious and good. And, oh, damn it.
Absolutely, sir. Yep.
Ah! You know, he's been getting a lot better, actually. I'm actually really proud of what he's done with his diet.
Wait, what is this? What's tickling my asshole? What the fuck? What's tickling my ass? What is this? What did you put in here, Mark?
I don't know what that could be. A sewer monkey, perhaps.
What?
Those are running rampant.
Are you okay in the bathroom?
Ah, my butthole!
Oh my god. He goes so hard in there. Sounds like he's literally dying.
Oh my god, it kills me! It stinks!
This is
honey,
some...
are you okay? Steph, why are you more concerned about your father?
Because this is exactly why I need the outhouse. Mark, we gotta get on that outhouse. Okay, Dad,
honey,
I'm going upstairs.
Open the door!
Okay, I'm opening.
He's dead. What happened?
What is this little pig frog paw doing in the toilet bowl?
Mark!
What is that?
You didn't get rid of it, Mark. It's not just any pig frog.
Mark, don't you dare try to defend a little frog that you killed back in high school.
What's happening right now?
It's just I've...
Mark.
For almost all of my life, I've known it as Dooley McBrosif. But that's not her name. Her name is Hyacinth.
Who is Hyacinth and what happened to my poor husband?
I just needed to let Hyacinth be Hyacinth.
My dad is dead. My mother is in shock. And there are frog fecal bits mixed in with my dad's dead body. Markin, you are defending it now.
We were supposed to have sex tonight. That's why he had the pill.
Well, I
will it still work if he's dead?
Well, we got Hyacinth on your side. Anything's possible. That was the creepiest name I've ever heard in sketch.
Wow. Whoa. That was a wild ride. I do not recall ever thinking I would ever do that many characters in one go. Sorry.
That was amazing. Happening. Enjoyable to watch. Oh,
I put myself in a situation with all of them talking at the same time.
Well, that was lovely. Oh, I feel revitalized. Yep. Yeah. Well, you have to come back and do some more with us.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I would love to. This has been so much fun.
In your childhood room, just doing some improv.
Right? Who would have thought?
Well, thank you for coming on. We have more questions for you. Where can people find you if you there want to see your stuff or if you're promoting yourself? Do you have like an Instagram or?
Yeah, I have like my own Instagram that I use. Like sometimes if I'm like in a show, I'll put stuff about it. Sometimes if I'm just feeling funny or like feeling felt cute, might delete later. So all of that is at Emily Eva Meadows. So Eva, EvaMeadows. And then Emily, EmiLa. I said that all backwards, but.
Well, we're going to find you and then we're going to put it on our Instagram and tag you right in it. So
we sure will.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you'll have to come on another time and we'll get it going again. That'll be lovely. And then everyone can come see you when you're back on stage. Hopefully,
soon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for coming out, Emily. And that's all I have.
Thanks for listening to You Gotta Laugh, an improv podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and review. That helps more people like you find our podcast, and it helps us beat the algorithms.
Follow us on Instagram at YGL Podcast. Send us an email at hello@yglpodcast.com and sign up to get episodes directly into your inbox every Friday.
Subscribe to You Gotta Laugh wherever you get your podcasts and share this episode with someone you think would love it.
They might need a giggle. Yes.
Huh.
So until next time, we are Alicia Carrick and
Emily Milling.
Have a fabulous day.